If you enjoyed listening to this story, read more stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of a subscription. Welcome to the Charisma News Podcast. This is John Matarazzo, and today I have a very special guest with us. Pamela Christian of the Faith to Live By podcast is on the Charisma Podcast Network, and we are talking with her because she loves talking about current events from a spiritual perspective and going deep into the truth of what's actually happening in our world from a practical but prophetic and spiritual world view as well. And she really dives deep into those things. And so we wanted to share her voice with you and let you become aware of the things that she's talking about and get to know her a little bit. So Pam, welcome to the Charisma News Podcast.
Oh, thanks so much, John. I really appreciate it.
It's wonderful to have you here. And I just got to say off the bat that your podcast is great. And I love all the work that you put into it. You are not just sitting in front of a microphone and just talking. You are very thoughtful and you put together everything that you're talking about and you've got sources to back things up. So in kind of setting that up, I want to hear what your podcast is all about, because it's really about faith to live by. It's a great name for it, but tell us what faith to live by means to you.
Well, for me, faith to live by means that we are actually living not only our faith in terms of the doctrines, but with the power and the victory and the authority. And that's what we're not seeing that much of in present days. I think that's going to change very soon. I believe God's been priming us and setting things up for us to see him work among us in a very miraculous ways. But what happened was we got into the year 2020. Everybody knows what happened with the year 2020. And with the announcement of COVID-19 and the ways that government and medical science and different ones were wanting to manage the pandemic, it just didn't add up. It was not making sense. And long about July, I thought, this is it. I've had it. I have to get engaged. I have to do what I can to help people know what's the truth. And at that point, up to that point, I hadn't been as much of a journalist as I am now. I do a lot of research each and every week because this is exceedingly important. This is not just about a vaccine. It's not just about a disease. This is a global issue. And that's where I first saw that things weren't adding up. I mean, I've heard of bubonic plague that was regional. I've heard of, you know, other pandemics that were regional, but to claim that something was global and the way that the governments were collectively willing to go about managing this, it just didn't make sense. And so I'm sure it was the Holy Spirit prompting me to get involved and to do what I could. And I contacted Charisma Podcast Network. I knew that that's where I wanted my home base for my podcast. And I went about researching everything I could. In the process, I have met some amazing people. I've had some outstanding guests on my show because I'm not the expert. I can do the research and I can report what I find, but I want to talk to those people who are the experts. So I've had Alex Newman on my show more than once. And because I like to take events not only from a current news perspective, which Alex Newman represents. He's not in news himself, but he's highly, highly informed about the United Nations and so many other aspects of the operations of our world. So he's been an excellent guest. But on the flip side, I want to balance what's going on in the natural with what we need to understand in the spiritual. So I often am learning from the prophets, the well-respected prophets that we have, that God has raised up for these very days. And I've had, oh my gosh, Amanda Grace on my show. I referenced Julie Green a lot. I've had Pastor Dave Scarlett on my show. I got acquainted with Clay Clark and was doing a lot with him, with his Reawaken America tour, in terms of helping promote the events for him. I wrote several articles that it showed up in the Charisma News magazine. Mm-hmm. So in my effort of just wanting to know the truth and learning that what we're being told by mainstream media is not the truth, in fact, almost 100% opposite on every situation. And of course, the 2020 elections and the January 6th and all these things that have happened, what I realize is that we've got a global governance issue. It involves politics, but the real issue is about power and authority and a play by the so-called self-appointed elite who want to take over the world. And they are right now, these very days, learning that God is real. And God is not about to be mocked. And what we're in for, what I have personally believed is that we've got a 3-year period. It began in the year 2020, about midway through, and we'll go through 3 years midway to the 2023. And I've often felt very strongly, and I've said this on air, that the months of July, August, and September 2022 will be the peak or the apex of the God's exposure of the evil and wickedness. And wow. from that point on, after the holidays, I believe, the Jewish holidays later in September, is when we will start seeing God really work quickly and miraculously with signs in the sky. And again, some of this I've discerned for myself. Some of it I've learned from sitting under well-respected prophets. So it's been consuming, completely consuming. Sure. And I've even asked the Lord, how long do I have to keep this pace up? Because I feel an obligation to my listeners to make sure I continue giving them the same caliber of content, the same intensity of information, the same devotion by myself to my listeners until we see this thing through.
Yeah. Wow. So, Pam, I know you said that this really started for you mid-2020. As everything was shut down, and you live in California, so things were really shut down there for you. What was life like before that for you? Like, tell me about your ministry, because you've been ministry for a while.
Right.
You were obviously doing something, and then it had to change because of COVID and all the lockdowns. Tell me about that.
Well, my ministry began, almost 30 years ago. Sorry to say that that's really how old I am, but about 30 years ago, I was a teacher for community Bible study. So I had the privilege of studying a great amount of information to be able to whittle it down and turn it into a lecture. So it was one of the best things God could have done for me to grow me in my faith and my understanding of things. From there, the Lord opened up doors. I didn't seek it for myself, where I was invited to be a retreat and conference speaker. So I have flown all over coast to coast to speak for conferences and retreats, not just women's retreats, but also men, women, church events and whatnot.
Yeah.
And again, from there, I did not have any expectation of pursuing the things that God's given me. But from being a retreat and conference speaker, then God opened up the doors for me to actually host traditional radio. So I was a weekly live 2-hour talk show host in the Los Angeles market. I loved it, getting the call-ins and having the interaction that way. And then that got me cachet, and I was hired to do the evening drive time talk show in San Francisco area. Wow. So both of those, were a wonderful bits of experience. Neither one of them lasted that long. God had other plans for me. But then after that, John, after being, a Bible study teacher, a retreat and conference speaker, after being a traditional radio host, which I loved, and I would go back to that in a heartbeat. But after that, the Lord had me read an article, something about me reading things and getting me upset, right? And this article was titled, "Americans are surprisingly flexible about matters of religious faith." So I figured I would read that people don't mind having different people of different religions in our country, but that's not what I read. I read that people, very highly educated and influential people, were taking tenets of different religions and combining them to create a religion, quote unquote, of their own preference. And it enraged me. It enraged me and it broke my heart. There is even names for them, John. I mean, if you like Buddhism and Christianity, it's Chrislam. Oh, no, that's here it is. If it's Buddhism and Judaism, it's Buju. If it's Chrislam, if it's Christianity and Islam, it's Chrislam. I mean, the fact that they even had names for it, it just incensed me. And I sat down to write what I thought was going to be an op-ed piece. And as I was writing it, the Lord says, it's going to be a book. Now, let me interject here. People had often said that they thought I would write a book. And I always said I did not ever want to, because I knew the kind of, it's very involved, very intense.
Yep.
Anyway, when God caught me in that moment, that sneaky God, he says, it's going to be a book. And I was so upset. I said, okay, that's fine. And my fingers are still flying on the keyboard. And then while I was writing the book, he told me it'd be more than one. So at this point, I have 5 books in the Faith to Live By series. I am, as I might have mentioned, a charismatic apologist. So I really love apologetics and how that helps us to understand truth. That's the premise of why I'm so wanting to help people discover and live in life-giving truth. And the first book is actually endorsed by Josh McDowell.
Wow.
And some of my other books have been endorsed by the likes of, James Gall, Bill Johnson, Dr. Richard Land, which I really think is fun, because I've got 2 schools of thought that are endorsing my my material. And I like that because we want to bridge the denominations, don't we? We want to be able to work in unity.
Wow. So you had to make this shift from speaking and traveling and doing everything. And what brought you to the Charisma Podcast Network? Like, how did you know about it?
Well, first off, because of my experience in radio and absolutely loving it, and I prefer radio over television. I have done internet television as well, but I prefer the audio aspect of it. I knew from my experience with traditional radio how difficult it is to build an audience. And I knew that Charisma Podcast had already a built-in audience of people that would be interested in what I want to bring to them. So I just was basically willing to leverage what you'd already done.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. And I'm glad that you're a part of the network. You know, that means a lot, and that you care about the audience and the people that are, you know, that listen to Charisma, that read Charisma magazine or online. You know, these are people that are spirit filled, that love Jesus and want to make a difference in the world. And I love that you thought of that and wanted to get connected with us to have your podcast with this network. And we're blessed to have you here. What are some of the things that you see in the future with your podcast, and what are some things that you just see coming down the road? Because you have some very unique insight because of the things that you've been researching.
For the podcast itself, I won't be able to sustain it unless I can get some real success when it comes to sponsors, affiliate sponsors. So I've been working on that. And I'm going about that a little differently, too. I'm doing that very much with my audience in mind. I'm actually vetting people, the representatives of some companies that I'm considering, to do as much as I can ahead of time that I can honestly say I can recommend this company, that I can honestly provide an endorsement to whatever companies come onto my program. So I encourage my audience members, before they ever visit the website, to go listen to the interviews that I've had with them, to listen to my journaling. I've got one company whose products I'm taking, and I'm actually journaling my response.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm doing everything I can on behalf of my listeners to vet the affiliate sponsors. And then that way I hope to have a quicker turnaround, if you will, a quicker synergy to getting the support I need, because it's just not sustainable for anybody to do anything full time and not get paid.
Yeah,
you know, so that's a real concern that I'm working on. And there is, even though I just said I prefer audio over visual, there's a prospect that I could go in audio visual format, because that is where you can reach more people. And that's my desire. I have felt for many years, the work that the Lord's had me do has kept me kind of hidden or underground. But I know that I'm on the verge of the Lord saying, this is the time I've planned to launch you and for people to know more about you and what you have to offer. My work is not for me. My work is not even for my ego. My work is truly to help people discover truth and live in truth. And, you know, we're seeing Mario Murillo traveling the country with his tent crusades. We see the hunger people have today. They know they've been lied to. They know they can't trust mainstream media. They know they can't trust government. And in many cases, they cannot trust church leaders. So people are starved for the truth. And that's what I want to help them discover.
Wow. People are starved for the truth, and you want to help them discover it. That's a great mission there, Pam. And like I said, I'm glad that you're on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to encourage people to check out her podcast, and we're going to provide a link in the episode description here. All you need to do is to click the link, and you'll be able to take a listen to Faith to Live By with Pam Christian.
I would like to encourage the people, because of the times we're in. I mentioned that I saw the intensity between July and September. Well, we're right in the middle of it. In fact, today that you and I are talking happens to be September 1st.
Right.
So when people hear this, they're going to be approaching the end of this apex period that I've sensed in my spirit for quite a while. And I want to encourage people, do not fear. Do not believe everything you hear on mainstream media. In fact, don't believe mainstream media at all. Look to alternative sources like my program. There are many out there today.
Yeah.
Look for alternative people. In fact, General Michael Flynn refers to us as digital soldiers, because we are in the trenches trying to discover the truth and make sure the truth is broadcast. There are a lot of things that are going to be exposed. There are a lot of very tragic things that are on the horizons that the prophets have been speaking about. But it is all led by the Holy Spirit. Do not fear the enemy. Instead, have your faith in God, because it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. Pam, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to pray for the listeners here. But I do want to just say, as I open the program with, that Pam is very thorough in the research that she does. If you want to see just her show notes, how in depth that she is, I mean, it's basically like a master's thesis or a doctoral thesis every episode. She's very serious about what she's doing. She's not just saying things without being able to back it up by at least a couple sources. And so we appreciate that and appreciate all the work that you do. Would you just pray for our listeners here before we wrap up?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, John. Heavenly Father, how I thank you so much for opportunities like the Charisma Podcast Network, like Charisma News and Charisma Magazine. I thank you that you have provided outlets where we can find the truth. As you know, Lord, the enemy has been so rampant, and truth is much more difficult to find today than it maybe at any other point on the time of the planet Earth. But you are here, God. You have your Holy Spirit at work within each and every one of your children. So I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to speak to us even when we're sleeping. Help us to stay focused on the truth. Help us to stay focused on you, especially for those areas that we are unclear. We do not know what's true. Help us to simply stay focused on you. Do not let us give any measure of victory to the enemy by any ounce of fear. The enemy truly has no more power than we give him, Lord. So keep us reminded of that. And I ask you to bless my brothers and sisters. Allow them to trust in you, to trust the process, and to be ready to celebrate it at a moment's notice, because you've got this, God, and we thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pam Christian of the Faith to Live By podcast, thank you so much for being with us here on the Charisma News Podcast. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, John.
This has been John Matarazzo for the Charisma News Podcast. God bless you.